This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
Two friends, I'm just pondering some of the things that we were talking with concerning Islam in Michigan with Dave Ajima today during the last hour. And lest you think that at any step we're fabricating or embellishing the end aim for these people, you might want to wake up. I also want everybody to understand again here clearly that this is. And this is what I'm waiting for, for someone to counter what I'm saying scripturally. This country is under the judgments of God to the extreme. And maybe when I get some time, I'll go over to Leviticus 26, verse 15, and just shows you there in Scripture how it comes in stages. If you won't listen to me for this, then this is going to happen. And the judgments of God increase more and more and more and more. And it's what we're seeing in this country. Again, like it or not, and judgment applies to the good, the bad, and the ugly. There is nobody getting one over on somebody. The bad guy may be thinking he's getting one over on the good guy, but the fact of the matter is the good guy's just as bad as the bad guy that's being used to judge you. That's just how it is in judgment. In judgment, everybody on the ship goes down. And that's where men go down in history, and their legacy is that of fools because they didn't learn the lesson. Read the Word of God. We were talking about how your kids are going to be enslaved. Here, listen to this. This is Sheikh Salih El Fawzan. He's a member of Senior Council of Clerics, Saudi Arabia's highest religious body. He said in 2003, slavery is a part of Islam. Slavery is a part of jihad, and jihad will remain as long as there is Islam. Those who argue that slavery has been abolished are ignorant, not scholars. They are merely writers. Whoever says such a thing is an infidel. Look at that, folks. You know what's interesting? Look at these people's countries. Look where they come from. I mean, as if to suggest they have any credibility or clout, as they like to say, concerning anything they say. But there is no doubt about the fact that these people are the arm of the flesh. No doubt about it at all. When you go over to Al-Banna, his first name is Hassan, he said it's the nature of Islam to dominate, to impose its law on nations, and to extend its power to the entire planet. Well, America, did you just get a little taste of that from Rashida over there in Michigan? You know, talking about F it, and we're going to impeach the MF-er. By the way, I know people in this country are under the illusion that Donald Trump is the man, and if he can't, nobody can. And to the people, for the most part, in their ignorance, they believe that he is a representation of the law. Well, let me go off that premise. Okay, then that's what's being assailed right now, America. By these that are saying, well, then you know what, let's just get in there and impeach the MF-er. They're assailing you. They're assaulting your law. And isn't it interesting how the media, if anybody else were to say the things that these people have said about Barack Hussein, it would have been national news. Oh, folks, I would call out Obama for his crimes. It was national news, by the way. It was national news. They just will have nobody speak out against their master, and not knowing that Obama is under his master, and his master is under my father, just so we can get that straight, okay? Who's in control of the nations, the governor of all nations. Who is he? He's the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God of our Lord Jesus Christ. Either you live for the blood, or you're going to be condemned by not living for the blood, friends. Read Hebrews 10. I just read Romans and Hebrews, two times Romans, two times Hebrews, just over the last week. Let me go on here. This is Mustafa Carroll. If we are practicing Muslims, we are above the law of the land. You know, I was speaking to somebody yesterday, friends, concerning this comment made by Rashida Tlaib. She's playing a dangerous game, friends. And I have to ask you again, America, how long are you going to allow the mainstream media to continuously browbeat you? How long are you going to play political correctness, friends? You're traitors to principles if you fall for it, if you drink the Kool-Aid. How long are you going to allow them to set the standard as to what you can do and what you cannot do? You're seeing this through big tech companies today, censoring lawful speech and advocating unlawful, subversive languages to who we are as a people. Because this is how they are incrementally, friends, throwing you over, overthrowing you. This is an act of provocation, friends. There's no question about it. Do you want it to come to what they are attempting to create? Domestic insurrection? A civil war, friends? Well, you can say, well, Bradley, that's just you're fear-mongering. No, I'm not. Look to history. This is history being repeated all over the. This is the stages that lead up to civil war. Because you need to understand that people are going to be oppressed for only so long before they finally lawfully respond to the tyrants. And there's many of them in this fascist, arbitrary, dictatorial, totalitarian government. In America, don't stand back and act like you don't know who the bad guys are, because you do. And there's many behind closed doors, but again, when you shut the doors by dealing with corrupt representation in government or in agencies, friends, you shut them on special interest groups. They can't function without corrupt politicians. Okay? Mustafa Carroll, if we are practicing Muslims, we are above the law of the land. Whoa! Does this sound like a people that need help? What we just seen from Rashida, from what we've seen that of El Sayed, does this sound like a people that are here to assimilate, or does it sound like a people that mean to conquer? Hey, I'm here to tell you, said El Sayed, that we, the Muslims, he said, you know, you may not hate the Muslims, but the Muslims hate you. And he said it to 140 journalists in Michigan. And how was Patrick Colbeck, the one that was calling out El Sayed for his ties to the Muslim Brotherhood and other terror-tied organizations in America, or namely in that state, but yet Pat Colbeck was putting, he was demonized and polarized by the media. But yet again, he was praised by the same media, friends, by saying to you, listen, you're being sold out. You're being sold down the river by your media, and you all the well know it. You all the well know. Are you going to give them a pass to continue on down the road that they've been going down for years, for decades? To continue destroying that which your relatives, your grandpas, your grandmas, your dads, your uncles, your brothers, your cousins, your neighbors fought, bled, and died to give us? Because, friends, I'm not. No way. By the grace of God, I'm not moving. I'm blood-bought, I'm sanctified, I'm Holy Ghost-filled, and I'm set for His purposes. And I know one thing, the gates of hell shall not prevail against the church, regardless of what they may say. America, if you know the truth, then start walking in the light. If we walk in the light, as He is in the light, we have fellowship as one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ cleanseth us from all sins. We'll be right back.
The Sons and Daughters of Liberty. I know you've heard that name before, but who are they and what does that have to do with the Sons of Liberty? The Sons and Daughters of Liberty are a group of faithful men and women who have decided to do something about the problems that we see in America today. They are those who have made it a point to faithfully support our ministry on a monthly basis. They have said, I am tired of hearing about all the problems. It's time for me to be a part of the answers. They choose whatever level of giving is right for them and are consistently part of a team that is reaching this nation with the truth and the gospel of Jesus Christ. And you can be a part of it too. How do you join the team? Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button. There are different levels of membership for you to choose from, or you can create your own and plug in the amount that's right for you. Join today and have the satisfaction of knowing that you're doing your part to create a better future for tomorrow and our posterity. We thank God for each and every one of our faithful supporters and hope that you will join together with us to restore this nation back unto Christ, the only hope for America.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hey, this is Reverend Jesse Lee Peterson of the Jesse Lee Peterson Radio Show out of Los Angeles, California. Bradley Dean's radio show, he is one of the bravest white men on this side of heaven promoting freedom, love of God, and love of country. You will not be disappointed. Check out Sons of Liberty.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. You know, I was just thinking about her, Rashida's radicalism. I was just thinking about Keith Ellison's radicalism. I was just thinking about El-Sayed's radicalism. I was thinking about how radical, how unlawfully radical they have become. And yet the American people have been taught by the media, you better not become too radical for the truth. Because if you do, we'll demonize you. We'll polarize you. Are you really falling for the Bible says we're called to be ministers of the flames of fire. We're called to preach the gospel in season and out of season. And we're to boldly proclaim the gospel. We're commanded to do so against all sin. Thou shalt have no other gods before me means just that. Because if you allow other gods to come within the gate, friends, rest assured there's going to be war within the gate. And what are we beginning to see? Judges 5:8. Read it when you get a moment. Read it when you get a moment. Is not my word like a fire, saith the Lord, like a hammer that breaketh the rock in pieces? And yet you have all these little pansies, effeminate pansies, walking around both in church and government, professing to be Christians, and they're pushed over. They're like dead men's bones. Men walk over them and they don't even know that they're there. Why? Because there's no witness of the Holy Ghost. To preach the law against sin under grace, Galatians 3:24, Psalm 19:7, Romans 3:20, John 8, Mark 10. Oh my goodness. Whoa, I'm embarrassed. No wonder. Hey folks, you know what it reminds me of? You remember the true story, Braveheart of William Wallace? And William Wallace was taking it back to the king, and they tried to brand William Wallace as some little deviant, rebel, that wouldn't be ruled by the tyrant king. And isn't it interesting how when William Wallace began to take it to the corrupt representatives of that particular government, because Mr. William Wallace said, Scotland will not be ruled. Well, I want to tell you something. Christians will not be ruled outside of a living God, period. Now, I also want you to keep in mind that the Pharisees, didn't have the power that Christ had in speech. The Bible says he spoke boldly. That means forward to danger, that of the Christ. He spoke with authority and power. And that's why many people didn't say anything back to him, because of his authority that he had been given by the Holy Ghost from on high, who was sent down from heaven to preach the gospel through Jesus Christ, the Son of God incarnate. But isn't it interesting, going back to William Wallace, isn't it interesting when the king looked at his son, who did nothing, representing the Church of America today, representing corrupt politicians in America today that claim to be the good people, the good guys. And remember when that little effeminate son of his, if you haven't seen the movie, I'm painting the picture for you, and if you have, you know exactly what I'm talking about. He tried to stab his dad because he just threw his war counsel out the window, who just happened to be a homosexual, by the way. And the king turned around and his kid's laying on the ground, and he said, if the enemy sees you, you'll only encourage him. And I want to tell you something. By what the enemy sees within the United States of America, I'm here to tell you they're only encouraged to do the things that they're doing. Why? Because of your pathetic apathy. Every step of the way. I'm embarrassed for do-nothings. I'm embarrassed for those that enjoy their freedom so much that now it's their turn to stand up and fight. They're the first ones to tuck tail and run. Read Psalm 78. Psalm 78. What does Psalm 78 have to do with it, Bradley? Well, I'm about ready to show you. Because when you look at Psalm 78, and this is exactly where we're at as a people today. The children of Ephraim, being armed and carrying bows, turned back in the day of battle. Why? Because they kept not the covenant of God and refused to walk in his law, and forgot his works and his wonders that he had showed them. Oh, how many people today profess their Christianity, and what's missing, MIA, is the witness of the Holy Ghost, because they don't belong to Christ. Speaking of which, on sonsoflibertymedia.com, moving forward, hour two, yes, we are in it right now. If you'd like to call in, 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Reprobate interpretations versus the Holy Spirit's plain inspirations. Martin Luther said, the great reformer, if you want to interpret well and confidently, set Christ before you, for he is the man to whom it all applies, every bit of it. Every bit of it. A week and a half ago, my wife and I, along with our sons, were having dinner before going to Charles Dickens' famous Christmas Carol. Love it. Go every year. Gotta see it. It was a blessing the Lord bestowed upon me in seventh grade. Little fatherless child being asked by the seventh grade teacher if I wanted to go on a field trip, and it was the best thing I ever did, one of them. Well, before we went to the Charles Dickens' famous Christmas Carol, we had dinner, and we were having a conversation with some people about the wolves that are devouring the sheep, namely the false prophets within the American church, and boy, oh boy, are there plenty today. All of a sudden, one of them who was in the conversation said, hey, listen, I don't want to speak evil. And I said, evil of them? I mean, I said, almost in disarray, evil of them? Since when did it become evil to call out false prophets? Read Deuteronomy 13, the whole of it. Since when did it become evil to call out hirelings that allow the sheep to be devoured by the wolves? Read John 10:12. Since when did it become evil for calling out those that are, in fact, preaching another gospel, read Galatians 1:8, and leading the sheep astray? That's evil speaking? Well, Matthew 16:6 says just the exact opposite. I mean, if they call, and I got this quote from my friend, by the way, if they call speaking evil against evil, speaking evil, then they are really defending evil and attacking the good. I'll say that again. If they call speaking evil against evil, again, if they call speaking against evil, evil speaking, they are in reality, defending evil and attacking the good. I mean, what did Jesus say? Here's our example. Remember what Martin Luther said. If you want to interpret well and confidently, set Christ before you, for he is the man to whom it all applies, every bit of it. What did he say? Beware of false prophets, which come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ravening wolves, just like politicians. Read 2 Corinthians 11:14 when you get a moment, and 15. Beware of false prophets which come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ravening wolves. You shall know them by their fruits. You shall know them by their fruits. Matthew 7:15-20. Here you have the American modern day Pharisees, that's what they are, with their interpretations without the Holy Ghost. Friends, in many cases, they're giving their interpretation of Scripture, which counters that of the Holy Spirit's clear inspiration. 2 Corinthians 3:6. And believe me, friends, there are two different languages being spoken of here. Read Colossians 1:28 when you get a moment. I want you to listen to this definition of inspiration. And again, you have to go back to Webster's Dictionary from 1828. Remember the man that taught millions to read and not one to sin? American Dictionary of the English Language. The word means to infuse into the mind and to inspire with new life. To infuse or suggest ideas or motions supernaturally, to communicate divine instructions to the mind. In this manner, we suppose the prophets to have been inspired and the scriptures to have been composed under divine influence or direction. Okay? When you look to the Word, again, to the Christ, it tells us all scriptures given by inspiration of God. And is profitable for what? Doctrine. For reproof. Everything that you don't see in the modern day church today. For reproof, for correction, for instructions in righteousness. Why? That the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. Oh, I hate that word, works. The law says do this and live. Grace says live and do this. I do the works because I'm saved. I don't do the works to get saved. 2 Timothy 3:16 and 17. Well, when you go to 2 Peter 2:1, what does it say? But there were false prophets among the people, even as there shall be false teachers among you, who privily shall bring in damnable heresies, even denying the Lord that bought them, and bring upon themselves swift destruction. Yet the modern Pharisees, they give their reprobate interpretations in an attempt to make void the Holy Spirit's plain inspirations. We're going to get back to this in just a couple minutes. 1-866-582-9933. Be right back.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
During the partial government shutdown over Congress's refusal to fund a border wall, the president spoke about furloughed workers, saying those people in many cases are the biggest fan of what we're doing. Department of Homeland Security employee Ryan Bosch disagrees.
When people in leadership positions publicly surmise about how the pain of a million federal families, federal workers and their families, is going to tip the scale of the debate one way or the other, that represents a lack of moral leadership.
Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren is testing the waters in Iowa for a possible Democratic presidential bid.
It's about the tens of millions of families across this country who just want a level playing field, who just want a chance to build an America that doesn't just work for a handful of folks at the top, but an America that works for all of us. And that's why I'm in this fight.
She made her comments in Sioux City. You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. 1-866-582-9933. Talking about reprobates. Without the Spirit to judge interpretations versus the Holy Spirit's plain inspirations. Again, keep in mind a child was used by the Christ as a model of heaven. Why? Because Americans, namely, you have to unlearn. Because it's the faith of a child. It's the conversion of a child that we may enter in as we follow the Christ. Simplicity. We don't have to complicate everything that's in front of us, but my goodness. Anyways, Martin Luther said, if you want to interpret well and confidently, set Christ before you, for he is the man to whom it all applies, every bit of it. We're going to get right back to that in just a moment. First, we're going to take Steve from the state of Minnesota. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. How are you, my friend? And a friend you
Great,
are.
Bradley. Yeah, that's for sure. And I've been enjoying the show. And when your guest said how he was in the Air Force, you know I am, I was, and then you got other friends that were. And I couldn't help but wonder, you know, even that gal in her comment about speaking evil of, you know, what would it take to be a traitor? You know, it seems like if they're traitors to Christ or they're traitors to the country or they're... Everybody's fine with that, but it's the people that all of a sudden defend God and defend the country that all of a sudden were the bad guys.
Yeah.
Me and my wife watched a movie on it last night about a traitor that gave secrets to the Russians, and I said, what would it take to be a traitor now?
Well, they're actually defining the American people, the constitutional Christians, and not in that order, as the problem. I mean, that's all you have to look is to the DHS new definition of 74 earmarks of a terrorist. And guess who they all apply to? Those that bear arms, those that believe pro-life, those that believe in the Constitution, those that believe in American sovereignty. Those are the new traitors. But again, if you understand the Bible and the Constitution and the framers, it's interesting to note that it's found in Article 3, Section 3. And when we see people come into this country that are plainly subversive to American government, that's what we need to do, my friend, is simply go back to the law and see what it says. Again, Article 3, Section 3. And also, you know, first, before we do that, look up the word treason. And before we do that, look up the word in the word, because we can see in Luke 22, verse 48, that Judas betrayed Christ. Well, we know that Christ was without sin, and yet, again, they want to blame the innocent for what the guilty are actually doing today. That's all we have to do is look to the McCarran Act, Security Act, to find out what we are lawfully supposed to do with those that are subversive to American government.
Well, you even look at the border security now, and the people that violate the law, our leaders are sitting there saying that was they're the good ones, and all of us that are just asking them, you know, just think if you were an undocumented speed follower and you tell the cop that and he's supposed to not give you your speeding ticket, you know, or an undocumented taxpayer and you don't file your 1040, you know, there are endless amounts of lawlessness, and the ones they don't like are the ones that follow the law. Same with the church. You want to make a minister mad. You start complaining about people not following God's law, and they'll get bent out of shape over that quicker than anything else.
That's right. That's right. Matter of fact, I'm going to be hitting on that in just a couple minutes. But that's exactly right, Steve. I mean, we are, and I don't know that I had this conversation with you, but it's interesting to note that we are literally doing this to ourselves. We are living out Abraham Lincoln's warning when he said that if we falter or fail, it's because we have destroyed ourselves. And it's exactly what we are doing. And until the American people wake up, you know what? I can't gauge that. I can just do my job. But I'll tell you what, one way or another, the Lord's going to get your attention. Again, like it or not, he is going to get your attention.
Well, and that's the thing, you know, it was like you and me were kind of similar in a lot of ways before we became Christians. So we know what we got saved from. And I don't think what them people realize is what a disaster it is to go and live that way. You know, it's a blessing from God that he gives us his safety manual, the Bible. You know, if I took my skid loader and I violated every rule in the manual and then didn't know why it didn't run, I'd have no one to blame but me. But the safety manual for our lives, the Bible, nobody will follow that.
No, that's exactly right. And if you look to King David, if you don't mind me for the sake of time, Stephen, moving on here, but I love what you have to say. And Steve, we need your writing again, brother. We really do. You've got great things to say, and we appreciate you. But it's interesting. King David said, "In thy faithfulness thou hast afflicted me." And we also know that scripture, and by the way, I'm going to get to some of this in just a couple minutes, but I just read this in Hebrews 12 just today. Looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. Okay. For consider him that endured such contradiction of sinners against himself, lest he be wearied and faint in your minds. Okay. Because we haven't resisted unto blood, striving against sin. But then he goes on to his exhortation, and he says, "Have you forgotten the exhortation which speaketh unto you as unto children? My son, despise not thou the chastening to inflict pain or suffering, to humble or to improve, of the Lord, nor faint when thou art rebuked of him." That is the love of God. He rebukes, he chastises his sons. For whom the Lord loveth, he chasteneth and scourgeth every son whom he receiveth. As a matter of fact, in Scripture it tells us that Jesus learned obedience by the things which he suffered. Well, suffering's gone because no one's preaching the cross, law of grace anymore. And if there is, there's very far and few between that are obeying the commandments of God. And therein we have it, friends. True love does just exactly what the Lord said he would do. For whom the Lord loveth, he chasteneth and scourgeth every son whom he receiveth. For if you endured chastisements and chastenings, God dealeth with you as with sons. For what son is he whom the Father chasteneth not? But if you be without chastisement, wherefore all are partakers, then you are bastards and not sons. Now let's take that to what me and Steve were just talking about, okay? to national events, to what the American people see on the horizon, what's being played out in front of their faces even today concerning the Muslim infiltration into government. By the way, there was over 90 of them that ran for government positions across the United States just this last cycle. Why are they being encouraged, friends? With that said, when you begin to, you know, I was having a conversation with my son not too long ago, and I said, you know, wisdom on your part would be to learn by the scars that men have. It's knowledge to you, but it's wisdom on your part to listen to what they have to say, and so it is with the Lord. Now, taking it to what's going on across the country with the Muslims, that's all you have to do is look to Europe right now and let it be your wisdom to obey God and not tolerate their crimes, because rest assured, they're bringing their cultures with them. And your legacy is that you're going to go down as fools if you don't take heed to the Word of God, which again is wisdom on your part. Read Deuteronomy 4:6. It says just exactly that. Now, if you're confused a little bit, I said that line upon line, precept upon precept, and maybe it is that you need the mind of Christ, because I got it. Because I got it perfectly, baby. 1-866-582-9933. Talking about reprobate interpretations versus the Holy Spirit's plain inspirations. And by the way, thank you for the phone call, Steve. Again, we love hearing from you, my friend. I want to move on to, let's look at what the Word says. Romans 16:17-18. We're talking about an individual that we were having a table conversation with that said, you know, I don't want to speak evil against the false teachings, the false prophets in the church. I was taken back. Like, really? We're commanded to do this. Now I beseech you, brethren, make them which cause divisions and offenses contrary to the doctrine which you have learned, avoid them. Well, if someone doesn't know, namely a baby Christian, to avoid someone that's preaching a false doctrine or contrary to the doctrines which Christ gave through the Holy Ghost and His inspiration, then how are they supposed to know? Where's the love in that not to warn? That's ridiculous. Open rebuke is better than love carefully concealed. Colossians 2:8 tells us, beware lest any man spoil you through philosophy and vain deceit. After the tradition of what? After the tradition of men. After the rudiments of the world and not after Christ. We're commanded to rebuke these people, to reprove these people, to warn people about them. 2 Corinthians 11:13-15. Beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirits. Nope, this is wrong. It's in 1 John. It's actually 1 John 4:1-5. It says that, hereby know ye the Spirit of God, every spirit that confesseth that Jesus Christ is come in is the flesh of God, and every spirit that confesseth not that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is not of God. And this is that spirit of Antichrist, whereof you have heard that it shall come. In other words, those that don't preach Christ's words, well then you're advocating the Antichrist, the spirit of Antichrist, by not doing what He commanded. He said, you are of God, little children, have overcome them, because greater is He that is in you than he that is in the world. And then he goes on, they are of the world, therefore they speak of the world. You know, it's interesting how people in the world talk about how they love each other so much. But what they do is they advocate that which God, in the rebellion, advocate God in which God condemns. And they say nothing in reproof because they want them to be just as guilty as them in their rebellion towards God. And they have the audacity to call it love. That isn't love. And then if you want to find real love in the church, friends, and there's so many different facets to this, where is it at? There's very few faithful witnesses in the United States of America, let me tell you. They are of the world, therefore speak they of the world, and the world heareth them. This is a reproof. 1 John 4:1-5. This is a warning. When you go to Titus 1:13-14, it says, this witness is true. Wherefore rebuke them sharply, that they may be sound without error in the faith. Not giving heed to Jewish fables and commandments of men that turn from the truth. Now when I get back, friends, I'm going to talk about, well, what is the fear of the Lord? And I'm going to highlight and identify the characteristics of those friends that are continuously bringing about their reprobate interpretations, which runs contrast concerning the Holy Spirit's plain inspirations. Be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of Liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Today, let's get off the bench and participate in reclaiming America's historical foundations, just like our Patriot Fathers have for generations before us. So let us all hold dear to our Christian roots, and together we will restore our nation's framework by gratefully supporting the Sons of Liberty Radio.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bow. If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product. Yeah.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty final segment, hour two. Again, 1-866-582-9933. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. Proverbs 9:10. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. The way a son or daughter would walk in respect to their father. It's called filial fear. Okay? The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. It is not evil to teach men to hate evil, pride, arrogance in the evil way. It's clearly scriptural to teach men to hate evil, pride, arrogancy in the evil way. See how they've reversed the definitions? See how they've just went along with the ride concerning the influence and the inspiration of the spirit of the world rather than that of Christ? It's craziness. It really is. It's not evil to teach men to hate evil, pride, arrogancy in the evil way. Matter of fact, it says right after that, that he leads in the way of righteousness in the midst of the paths of judgment. Again, it's clearly scriptural. As a matter of fact, it tells us also in the book of Proverbs that by the fear of the Lord, men depart from evil. If you go over to 2 Corinthians 7, verse 1, it says, perfecting holiness by the fear of the Lord. Whoa! That's in Proverbs 16:6. By the fear of the Lord, men depart from evil. Okay? Okay, now, when you give the rebuke and correction and instructions in righteousness, it's for them to respond. It's not for you to do that. It's your job to make sure that the word is preached. Do all that you can do and leave the results up to God through their response. The wrath of God abides upon the children of disobedience. If they want to remain in preaching a false doctrine, they're bringing judgment upon themselves. They're hastening it, as a matter of fact. But if they want to take it, well, then guess what? They grow. You got a brother from another mother. Growing up in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, period. Cool. Read 2 Peter 3 when you get a moment. Friends, if you ever want to get angry, just sit down and have a conversation with someone in the modern-day church. I mean, seriously. I mean, it's the Christian obligation and duty to reprove darkness by being the light, not the other way around. I don't see in Scripture, I don't see anywhere in Christian doctrine, you're just supposed to look the other way. Now, just look the other way when it comes to false prophets and false teachers in the church. Are you kidding me? The Lord's word is good, not bad. Just putting this into light of Scripture. If it's bad, it's only bad to the sinner that is being exposed who wants to remain in his or her sins. It's like a criminal being busted by the cops. If the criminal's sorry for what he did, he's thankful that the cop nailed him. Really, he is, because he's learning the ways of righteousness, right? Isaiah 51, verse 4. But if the criminal is mad at the cop for being busted for his crimes, well, guess what? Then he begins to call the cop names, the good cop names. That's enforcing the law against his crimes. Well, that's in parallel exactly what I'm talking about in the natural concerning the spiritual lesson here. Luke 12, 2. Read that when you get a moment. There's nothing covered that shall not be revealed, and nothing hid that shall not be made known. Wherefore, the law, which exposes and condemns sin, crime, is holy, and the commandment holy, and just and good. Now let me ask you, as Paul did, was then that which is good made death unto me? God forbid, but sin that it might appear sin, working death in me by that which is good. That sin by the commandment might become exceeding sinful, for we know that the law is spiritual, but I am carnal, sold under sin. You know, let me put it this way. I remember hearing a man of God say this one time, and he's exactly right. An old 1800s preacher, 1800s preacher, he said, the closer you get to God, the sicker your thoughts are. God is holy, you are carnal, sold under sin. That's exactly right. That which is good is exposing us for who we are before a just and a holy God. And notice, whenever Jesus showed up, the Spirit of the Lord showed up, or an angel showed up, every single time throughout Scripture, friends, men hit the dirt because they were afraid. Yep. He is holy. God is good. Jesus even reproved the rich young ruler and said, God is good. There's none good but God. I mean, think about that one. But going back to these reprobates that want to give their interpretations, no wonder why the world thinks love is hate and hate is love. Read Psalm 109, verse 5. David said he was hated for his love. John 15, 18. This is my commandment, that you love one another. If the world hates you, you know it hated me before it hated you. Again, no wonder why the world thinks light is darkness and darkness is light. Because of the interpretation of fallen man. Isaiah 5, 20. If you think about it, these are the ones that are guilty of teaching hate and not love. Leviticus 19:17 tells us we're not to tolerate sin in our brother. We're to rebuke him, reprove him. Because we love him, not hate him. Isaiah 5:20, John 7:7. I mean, as if to suggest that this is somehow love to withhold the very message that we're commanded to preach, and that message is repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Again, Matthew 3:2. This message applies to all of us, not some of us. Furthermore, adding to this conversation, if these professors were truly repentant before God, Acts 20, verse 21, and 2 Corinthians 7:10, then they would understand what Scripture clearly states. Listen to this, 2 Corinthians 10:6. And having in readiness to revenge all disobedience when your obedience is fulfilled. You can't revenge disobedience until you repent for your disobedience before God. And that's what the Holy Ghost does. He comes and he fills you, Romans 5:5, with his love. Okay? I'm going to get to that in a moment. I want you to listen to this. Martin Luther rightly said, therefore, we conclude that all law, divine and human, treating of outward conduct, should not bind any further than love goes. Now listen to what he says right after this. Bingo. Love is to be the interpreter of law. Exactly right on. Bingo. Love is to be the interpreter of law. Love is the fulfilling of the law. Romans 13:10. Remember, love worketh no ill to his neighbor. Love owes his neighbor the truth, regardless if it hurts or not. Isaiah 8:20 says, to the law and to the testimony, if they speak not according to this word, it's because there's no light in them. Let me tell you, the law and to the testimony is the furthest thing from these people. And when it comes to laying the axe to the root of the trees, dealing scripturally with the false doctrines and the teachers that are in the church, guess what? They don't even want to touch the branches on the tree, let alone lay the axe to it. And you know why they don't want to do that? Because they don't want to offend someone in fear that they might actually repent and be saved. Acts 2:38, Galatians 3:24. I mean, they do their absolute best in circumventing the truths in which they are scripturally commanded to preach. Matthew 28, verse 20. Commanded to preach in a commandment it was and is. And why do they do that? That they might avoid persecution and any suffering for the gospel's sake. 2 Timothy 3:12. That's why. Again, back to Martin Luther. The gospel cannot be truly preached without offense and tumult. That's exactly right. It offends. If the preacher is nuts, if you're not half angry with the preacher, he ain't doing his job. If he ain't preaching against sin, it's because he's guilty of sin. Right? Well, how many of these people and these types of men and women honor that which I despise in keeping the commandments of men and making void the commandments of God? Mark 7:13. Again, there is dead men's graves where men walk over them and they're not even aware of it. 11:44 Luke. Then again, evil men understand not judgment. I love this. Proverbs 28, verse 5. Evil men understand not judgment. How could this be? No, these are the first people to say, thou shalt not judge. I don't want to be talking about false prophets and false teachers that are destroying the souls of men. Well, then I ask, where's the Holy Ghost? Evil men understand not judgment. How could this be? Well, go to the preceding verse. They that forsake the law praise the wicked. But such as keep the law contend with them. That's right. That's exactly right. Read Hebrews 8:10 when you get a moment, friends. Those that fail to preach the whole counsel of law to grace are simply enemies of the cross. Philippians 3:18 and 19. For many walk, of whom I have told you often, and now tell you, even weeping, that they are the enemies of the cross of Christ, whose end is destruction, whose God is their belly, and whose glory is in their shame, who mind earthly things. But I want to finish with this. Doctrine, reproof, correction, and instructions in righteousness are far from these pharisaical reprobates. Romans 1:28. And they wonder why the church in America is in chaos. Psalm 9:17. Yet they will be the first to accurately tell you what is wrong with it. And, of course, the correction that is needed does not apply to themselves. Yet, on the other hand, if you would like to see where these heretics will reprove, correct, and instruct the indefensible in unrighteousness, just point out their scriptural errors and they will defend their pet doctrines regardless of what Scripture clearly states. And there is defined a Pharisee, friends. In Proverbs 15:10, it says, and I end with, correction is grievous unto them that forsake the way. Correction is grievous unto them that have forsaken the way. Jesus said, straight and narrow and difficult is the way. Matthew 7. In Proverbs 15:10, again, correction is grievous unto him that forsake the way, and he that hateth reproof shall die. If you continue in your sin, Jesus said, you'll die in your sin. And who was it that warned of hell over 54 times? Jesus did. Love you by what we do. We'll talk to you in, well, a day in 23. See ya.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. Readytoeatbacon.com. At WolfHillAmmo.com, we love shotguns. We offer the best specialty shotgun ammo on the market, including our defensive combo packs for home and retreat. Our less lethal combo is good for animal control, the four-legged kind and two-legged. When lethal force is necessary, reach for our stop-em, drop-em, or our home defense combos. These five-round packs include different heavy hitters to protect your loved ones. Visit WolfHillAmmo.com to see our great prices on these combo packs and other specialty shotgun ammo rounds. WolfHillAmmo.com.